Blog Talk Radio.
So, doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. We are running this show this morning in the beautiful Grand Central Station in New York City. The building, the iconic building that was once meant to be totally put down and destroyed and forgotten that it existed. But then, among other things, Jacqueline Kennedy was leading them. Process to keep it safe and saved. Now it's still here and giving us enjoyment to see what people did in the past and how they built beautiful buildings. Anyway, we have a little audience here, that's why you sometimes hear and may hear some noise and also the announcement. But let's go to today's topic. This month is the heart health month. First, let's go through 11 heart healthy tips. First of all, one of the most important things that is not very well known is that the amount of sleep has much to do with your good health of heart. Most people in the United States and in actually developed countries worldwide do not sleep enough. An adult person should sleep 7 to 8 hours, or at least 7 hours, and most people in the United States actually approximately in average sleep only about 5.5. That is really, really bad. We have to sleep more. Another problem when we're sleeping, we have to have sleeping happening in quietness, without lights, without all this modern technology around. Many people sleep with their phone in the bed. That is really, really bad for the health. We have handled those issues before, so let's concentrate today on some other tips. 11 heart healthy tips. And getting involved in heart health, you have to realize something. You have to apply this information, not just listen. We have about this basic material in our website. The producer of this show is a not-for-profit organization, Save the American Family, the new leading organization for all family issues and all success issues for life, for better life and rich life. Now, go to our website. You obviously already know that, but the website is something happened here technically something some kind of disturbance in the connection. But anyway, the topic for today's topic is 11 heart health tips. American Heart Month is February. It's that time of the year to remind ourselves to take good care of our hearts. To that end, cardiologists from the UCLA, Barbara Streisand, and Women's Heart Health Program points out that lifestyle factors can help lower heart disease risks in both men and women. In addition to following a healthy diet and staying active, there are other things that we can do every day to help protect our hearts, such as staying socially connected and getting enough sleep, as I already mentioned about sleep. But also staying socially connected is important for heart health, and many people don't realize that. This is what Dr. Carol Watson, director of the program in this UCL Barbara Streisand Venus Heart Health Program, told us. Watson, who is also a professor of medicine at the UCL David Geffen School of Medicine, says that as a country, we are making good strides in that fewer Americans are dying from heart disease, but it still remains the nation's number one killer. Here are some lifestyle tips for better heart health, according to UCL Barbara Streisand Women's Health Heart Program. Even though the program is for women, it's for men also, and also adult, for all adults and also youngsters and everybody. Number one, many people might think that this is something. Why is this number one? It's not necessarily number one in importance, but number one that we do not realize it's important. And we don't realize that has something to do with heart health. That's why we put it here, number one. Stay active. All activities that get your heart rate up count in this matter. Not only active physically, but active mentally. Have connection. Have relationships. Do not. Many people who live alone and might not be in the highest level of economical success, do not have the relationships. And that will affect our heart health. That's one reason I mentioned this first, because it's not so well known that is the case. But then stay active physically, of course, this everybody knows. So let's talk about that more, even though it's very commonly known. All activities that get your heart rate up will count. Mowing the lawn, walking around the block, and household work also counts. But have at least 10,000 steps, meaning walking, a day. Use a pedometer. Pedometer counts your steps. But if 10,000 is easy to reach for you daily, then try to reach 25,000 steps a day. Walk up the stairways, and use as much your legs. Walk to the neighborhood store. Don't take a car. Walk. That's the simplest thing to add activities, and that's healthy activity. Start from there. 30 minutes per day of physical activity is the goal, at least by walking. But use the step meter, meaning 10,000 steps a day, up to 25,000 steps a day. Dr. Tamara Horwitz, co-director of the Barbara Streisand Women's Health Heart Program, notes that every little bit counts. Daily activity doesn't all have to be done in one block. Adding 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there equals 15 minutes, etc. It all adds up during the day. This is important to know, because most people don't start this activity walking or doing this because they think they have to do half an hour or 1 hour. No. It all adds up. At least try to have these steps counted 10,000 a day. It's important, I repeat that, because it is something that doesn't cost anything and easy to do. Number two, eat nuts. Nuts for nuts. Anyway, eat nutty, nuts. Nuts have many heart benefits. They are rich in monounsaturated oils that is healthy, and some even contain omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats is in fish and nuts and basically in every vegetable and fruit, more or less. But it is something that most people do not realize and don't have enough fruit and vegetables. Basically, you know that you have to eat fruit and vegetables, but it's also in fish, and many people don't eat fish one or two times a week. And what kind of fish do you eat is also important. You cannot eat just seafood, lobsters, and shrimps and mussels and oysters. Those are all something that we really shouldn't eat at all. They are full of poison in the process, in the nature. There are certain elements that are cleaning the poisons, like oysters in the waters eat the poison, and then the human eat and digest the poison. Then the human can take the oyster and say, oh, yummy, yummy, and it's full of poison. So there's a simple rule, what kind of fish, not shellfish, what kind of fish do you eat and are allowed to eat to be on a safe side and have health? In your pocket to have for your best. The fish that is, when it's still swimming around, is this way described. Eat only this fish has that has a backbone, has scales and fins. So a fish that has backbone has scales as and fins when it still swims around. That is the fish that is safe to eat and meant to eat, like Atlantic salmon, mackerel, white fish. But any fish that has a backbone, scales, and fins, take this seriously, because any other type of shellfish that is not really fish shellfish or any other seafood is not healthy for human beings. So eat fish. And it has also omega-3 fats much. How many nuts do you eat daily? Depending how much you can afford. Do not have nuts salted. Eat them unsalted. Do not have nuts in any way heated up or roasted. Those kinds of activities will ruin the nuts. Just raw nuts. Peanuts are the easiest and cheapest. Peanuts, do not have them salted. I say it again. Don't have them roasted. Raw peanuts, eat them as such. And if you cannot afford, but eat at least 10 peanuts a day that you can afford and in your family for everybody, including children who have teeth. The best thing to have the tea peanuts is to put in a blender and then it's easier to digest and drink it with a liquid. That's the best way to do it. And it all adds up, even if there would be 10. Now, if you can have more, have them a handful a day. Number two, manage stress. Use whatever helps to reduce stress. Try exercise, meditation, or yoga. Number four, sip. So the number one was stay active, eat nuts, and number three was manage stress, and number four is sip your favorite brew. Emerging research shows that both coffee and tea in moderation boost heart health. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can have cheap bags if you have economic problems, as many people have nowadays. And exactly those people who have economic problems are the biggest group of people who have heart problems. So if those people are not aware of these simple techniques to keep their heart in good shape. Number five, eat an egg a day. Eggs get a reprieve with new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, and it allows an egg a day as a part of health, part heart healthy diet. Now, egg is also called perfect nutrition, perfect food, because it has so many elements. So do not boil the eggs, do not fry the eggs, only steam the eggs, steam the eggs. You can steam more eggs for the whole week and then a refrigerate it. That's how you save your time, but eat one egg a day. Buy the eggs, then they are on sale, you save money. Next. Limit screen time, curb your time for TV, for computer, and addictive cell phone games as much as possible. Excessive sitting time is associated with heart disease. Number seven, again about the sleep, try to get the 7 to 8 hours of good quality sleep each night. As an adult person, 7 to 8 hours. Teenagers, about 10 to 11 hours. And younger children, even more. Babies know they sleep almost 24 hours. Now, I know that these hours seem like most teens do not sleep that much, but that's why they should sleep as much as they can, at least 10 hours. Sleep is so important because during our sleep, the brain actually cleans itself. There's going to be some flushing. It's like flushing, forming more liquids through the brains while we sleep. So it's really literally cleaning them. Take this seriously. You need to sleep more. Otherwise, your system will collect more toxins, and the toxins makes us sick, goes into our immune system, and makes the immune system really gives a hard time to clean our system, our brains, and our health. So that when the toxins will accumulate in our system, that causes all kinds of sickness. That's why you have to sleep enough. That's why you have to be active. The immune system doesn't have pump like a heart has. The immune system only spells out results for you when you are physically active, walking, and if you like running, do not run on a hard surface. It affects your bones and knees. When you walk on a hard surface or any kind of surface, it hits, every step hits about 400 pounds, that much pressure on your knees. Think about that. So before you start thinking that it doesn't matter on what surface you run, it does matter. And when you run in the city, do not run in a traffic because it poisons the air. Try to avoid the poisonous air. Now, back to this sleeping. The amount of sleep you know now, people who don't get enough sleep have a higher risk of obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, diabetes, and depression. And this is all because the sleep time is cleaning our system. Brains are cleaning this when the new information, the new science shows that actually, literally, like when you do clean your floor, you put there some liquid, some water, and then you clean the floor. Same way the brain does clean its channels. It literally has added liquid there going through, and that goes then the immune system goes away from the body. So that's very important to sleep. It only happens in so-called REM sleep, which is REM, rapid eye movement sleep, and the rapid eye movement sleep lasts 90 minutes, and if that 90 minutes is disturbed, then you have all kinds of technology around it and hear noises, then you don't have this cleaning process happening there. So you have to have as quiet time when you sleep to have this healthy cleaning happening. This is important information, and most people don't know this. Also, light affects that REM sleep. Every 90 minutes, if the REM sleep lasts 90 minutes, then it's a pause, and then again the REM sleep starts. If the REM sleep is disturbed, the cleaning doesn't happen. REM sleep is a rapid eye movement. Look into the internet more what a REM sleep means and what it does to your health, because that's the very key for the health and important results and benefits are results only based on those facts. So too much sleep is also associated with poorer with bad health. This is something also that most people don't realize. What is then too much? But then you repeat it again. Too much sleep is also a health hazard. What is too much? Some people sleep for 15 hours or 12 hours and nothing to do with their depression. That is going to cause a bigger problem in your health. So do not sleep too much either if you are one of those people who are depressed and don't have much. Getting more than 10 hours of sleep as an adult per night is associated with a disease. Getting more than 10 hours of sleep per night is associated with disease for an adult person. Not for a teenager, not for a child, but for an adult. Teenagers should sleep at least 10 hours. speaking about brain development for any human being, us as a species, the brains don't develop fully until the person is about 25 years old. Most people don't know that either. And this is important information because we have to sleep more up to when we are 25. And we have to take care of our health in many ways. So we have to avoid concussions, possibilities, when we have activities in sports. Our brains, as a human being, takes up to 25 years to be fully developed. That's an important piece of information. And then you can handle that little less sleep and little more some other activities. So how do you know if your sleep is good quality? If you wake up in the morning feeling refreshed, you are probably getting good quality sleep. But if you wake up after a full night's sleep feeling drained, you probably have poor sleep quality and should consult your physician, your sleep specialist. Not just any doctor, not just any primary care doctor, but a sleep specialist. Of course, you need a referral if you have an insurance, as most people have nowadays. But the sleep specialist is totally different person than just any doctor. So you don't need to talk to a sleep specialist doctor. And your primary care physician will give a referral. Next, for the health, heart health, connect with friends and family. Dr. Marcella Anne Kalfon-Bress, co-director for the Barbara Streisand Women's Health Program, notes the importance of reaching out to others for general health and better heart health. Healthy relationships and social connections give richness to life and are good for the heart too, says Kalfon-Bress, assistant professor of medicine at the Geffen School of Medicine. So you need to find connections. If you are alone, I'm often here referring to people who are alone and depressed and in not the most successful situation in their life. You can find the connections. Contact your city, your town hall, and ask about different groups. If you are senior, get involved with the senior centers. They have programs for you. If you are not, ask the city what to do and how to get active, how to connect. There are all kinds of groups all over where you can get involved to meet people and get involved in these issues. But get doing it today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. You have to take active steps today. Otherwise you forget and never do that. And if you never do that, you risk your heart health, you risk your other health. You live much longer when you are connected with people. That's a fact. Then, number 9. Enjoy a bit of chocolate. Not much. That is, it's dark chocolate. A dark chocolate is more expensive. It's dark chocolate is something that has at least 75% cocoa. That cocoa is what makes it chocolate. There are 75%, 85%, and even 95%. They are more expensive, but those are the ones which have some benefit for your health. But one little piece a day is enough. Just don't eat the whole thing. Just one little piece is enough. Dark chocolate. It is heart healthy, but only in a small amount. About an ounce, 1 ounce daily. 1 ounce daily. Have a little scale. They don't cost much where you weigh all these things. Number 10. Maintain optimal health. Maintain optimal weight. Healthy diet, physical activity, sleeping enough and not too much, managing stress by learning to meditate, call to a meditation group. They are free when you find them. Find them, call your city hall, call your find the activities in your senior center if you are senior, etc. So maintain optimal weight, healthy diet, physical activity, managing stress, and getting just adequate sleep will all help you achieve this goal and ultimately reduce your risk of getting heart disease. And the last 11, recognize early signs of possible heart problems. Tightness or discomfort in the chest, neck, arm, or stomach that comes on with exertion, either physical or emotional, and goes away with rest may be the first sign of a heart attack. Now, let's not get afraid, but you have to do all these steps. Many of these steps are something that most people don't know. I think that's why I collected them here, because they are not so commonly known, yet they are important and actually the most important part, what I just went through. So please, do it, do it, do it, do it. Now, we have here another topic for today, if the time allows. If it doesn't allow, we finish it next time, but at least we put the text there in the website. Everyday chemicals, everyday well-known chemicals that we use daily are linked to earlier menopause in women. This is for women. Well, the chemicals also affect men the same way, but this study is about menopause. Why is that menopause so important to earlier menopause? Why that is harmful? Let's understand now something that most people don't know either. Menopause arrives 2 to 4 years earlier for women whose bodies contain high levels of chemical bonds in plastics, personal care products, cosmetics, common household items, and the environment. Why is this so important? Because these have effects that most people do not know. Decline, meaning early menopause, decline in ovarian function not only can adversely affect fertility, but also can lead to earlier development of heart disease, to osteoporosis, which is a bone problem, or bone system gets weaker, and other health problems. Other problems already linked to the chemicals include certain cancers, metabolic syndrome, and in younger females, early puberty. Many of these chemical exposures are beyond our control because they are in the soil, water, and air. But we can educate ourselves about our day-to-day chemical exposures and become more aware of the plastics and other household products we use. Now, this is why if you have an earlier menopause, you are going to run into all kinds of sickness problems. In addition, to have fertility starting in young women, children earlier, and those are risks. So we have to avoid these common problems. How do we avoid them if they're already in our water, in our system? We cannot avoid them fully, but we can avoid in that level what we choose to use daily. Cosmetics, all cosmetics have them. Find the solution, study the internet that are healthy and don't have the toxics. They are all information is available on the internet, even on our internet, our website. So, menopause arrives 2 to 4 years earlier for women whose bodies contain high levels of chemicals found in plastics, personal care products, common household items, and the environment. Now, this, I say again, it will happen, it's not maybe. So you have to avoid these toxins. Researchers looked at levels in blood and urine in 111 chemicals, so 111 common chemicals, yes, that are suspected of interfering with the natural production and distribution of hormones in the body. Now, we are talking about women, but the same thing affects in men, in everybody, even though this study is done to women. While several smaller studies have examined the link between so-called endocrine disturbing chemicals and menopause, the new research is the first to broadly explore the association between menopause and individual chemicals on a large scale, using a nationally representative sample of patients across the United States. Chemicals linked to early menopause may lead to an early decline in ovarian function, and our results suggest we as a society should be concerned, says senior author of the result of the research, Amber Cooper, an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. So, for example, Cooper recommends that people microwave food in glass or paper container instead of in plastic. I wouldn't use the paper container. Glass is safest. In addition, I would use not microwave at all. Throw that out. And I say to you, it's not only my opinion. Throw the microwave out. Steam instead. Steam. Don't boil if you don't have to boil it. Don't fry. And nothing. Don't fry nothing. Nothing. Steam. Even the eggs, hard-boiled eggs, steam them. Don't boil them, called hard-boiled. But hard steamed eggs, don't have them. Don't have them in a fry pan. No, just steam them. Everything is much better. Everything helps to your health. So, throw out your microwave. Don't use it at all. Be reasonable. Although many of the chemicals included in the study have been banned, 111 different chemicals, common chemicals, many of them are banned from USA production because of their negative health effects, they still are produced globally and are pervasive in the environment. Because they are produced globally, you buy this stuff from other countries, especially from China. I would advise buy nothing from China. They have no control. Everything is a mess. Everything is poisonous. Yes. Don't buy anything from China. That's my advice. Many people don't care. Many scientists don't dare saying this aloud because they are really afraid that you can be persecuted by the Chinese government, and that is not the joke. But I say to you, don't buy anything from China because they have the most polluted products. And because many of these what you still buy are not allowed to be used in the process in USA, they are still... You buy still stuff from around the world and they still have those products. So be aware of, at least don't buy anything from China. That's the worst country to buy anything from. So